Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. After back-to-back canceled runs due to COVID, the B Street Theater is bringing back its Tis the Season winter series. Doors are reopening for families to celebrate the holiday season. From elves to a Sherlock Holmes-style adventure and winter traditions from all over the world, Tis the Season tells the story of what the holidays are like through a child's eyes. Joining us is the artistic director of the Sophia, home of the B Street Theater, and director of Tis the Season, Lindsay Birch. Lindsay, good morning. Welcome to Insight.
Good morning, Vicky. Thank you so much for having me.
So you have an extensive background as a director, a playwright, a producer, working on many pieces. What motivated you to direct Tis the Season?
Well, I actually directed Tis the Season last year before it had to unfortunately be canceled due to COVID pandemic, Omicron outbreaks during the holidays. And I was really excited about Tis the Season because it is built in the style of our school tour, which was how the B Street Theater was founded in 1986, a series of really fun, different types of stories. And one of the things that is most fun about working on Tis the Season is its original pieces. And so much of it is created in the room, so much of the stories, the jokes, the heartfelt moments, and it's really designed for the actors in the cast and the skills that they have. And that's really fun to work on because it's so much like creating something from scratch, which I think is one of the most fun ways to make theater.
I would imagine that the excitement for this year takes on a different meaning, given that you put in all that work directing Tis the Season last year, and it just like hit a dead end.
It does. We only did three performances last year, and that was actually the first time in December of 2021 that we had had kids and families back to the theater. And it was so magical to see people during the holidays enjoying the show. And then I would use the word heartbreaking that it had to close so quickly. So this definitely has a new meaning. We've added some things. We've changed some things that we learned last year, but we didn't even get to put into place. And so this just has another feeling of excitement and anticipation for folks to see this show, because it's like it's finally getting its time in the sun after a full year.
Yeah, long overdue. Given that there's a variety of stories that people are going to be taking in, do you have some favorites? What can you preview for us? What people can expect starting this weekend?
Yeah, so we open on Saturday. I really enjoy all the pieces. Some of my favorites, the show opens with our sort of interpretation of the origin of Santa, which I think is really fun, and how he discovered the North Pole and got the elves and reindeer to work with him to bring Christmas to all the good children of the world. I also really like, there's one called The Last Holiday Talent Show, about a family who does a talent show every year at the holidays, and it's about traditions. And that's what I love about this show is there's everything from things people would expect, like you're going to see familiar songs, familiar characters that you would see in the holidays. But then you're also going to see unique stories that are just about coming together as a family or honoring traditions. And so those are some of my favorites, but I love them all. I think the play in total has, it also has some little vignettes, like between 6 and 8 different moments. And so we're kind of saying it's like a Saturday Night Live version of family friendly for the holidays. It's just a wild ride that you sort of strap in for. And at least for me, even as an adult, you have a great time.
How have rehearsals been going?
They've been going great. And, you know, again, we're still creating in the rehearsal room. We have 2 cast members from last year and 2 new cast members, which is also part of a little.
That's a fun mix.
It is. So you have 2 people who know the show and remember how exciting it was, and 2 people who are learning the show and also bringing their talents to it and causing things to change and be adjusted in a fun way based on what their skills are. And it's been really fun. It's a very much an actor story driven piece. You know, kids are going to watch this and see how truly talented, and adults, how truly talented these actors are to be able to portray all these different characters in a 90-minute period.
Yeah. Is there a difference when you're creating and rehearsing for something for the whole family and reaching out to children as opposed to, you know, the other live performances at B Street Theater for a more mature or older audience?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, one of the, obviously we think about, first of all, clarity for kids. You know, we have a Sherlock piece and that's a mystery. So how do we make this clear for the kids so that they understand? Because those things can sort of be wordy and complicated sometimes. So we think about clarity for the kids. We think about culturally and entertainment wise, the things that this generation may be experiencing that we could put into the show that would make them laugh or relate to it. Also just thinking of, you know, kid, just the rhythm of the show and how, you know, maybe there's a longer piece and then a shorter piece and then a musical number to really help focus in the kids so that they're, you know, we always talk about attention span, so that they're really experiencing the show like its own roller coaster instead of, you know, becoming unfocused or, you know, we always talk about getting the wiggles or what have you.
I imagine children might be the toughest audience member, the toughest critic.
We say that. It's so interesting that you bring that up, because with all of our family friendly programming, you know, adults, even if maybe they, if whatever they're watching might not be their favorite thing, they're polite, they sit there, they respond. But children, if they don't understand what's happening or they are bored by what's happening, they'll immediately be moving in their seat, talking to their parent, talking to their friend next to them, looking around the theater, seeing what else is happening. So they're the toughest audience members, but they're also the most truthful. And that we're getting ready to have previews starting tomorrow. And previews with kids are really informative for us, because they see, they just tell us immediately, you know, where the show isn't quite working and where we need to make some adjustments. And so it's nice to have an endlessly truthful audience, yeah, which, like, you don't always get.
Yeah, it's like literally reading a room. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
and getting immediate feedback. Yeah, there's also, I mean, with the pandemic and obviously canceling the shows prematurely last year and the year prior, there were also classes and activities for students and youth. So, I mean, this is a great family series for family entertainment, but hopefully is it getting things back into the swing of things of engaging young students and young creatives and artists?
It is. Yeah. We've resumed our on-campus classes, which are, you know, seeing consistently greater enrollment since we've been in this reopening phase, which feels like it's gone on for a bit now.
Forever.
And we've also been able to get back into the schools and start doing the workshops there. And in the spring, we're going to resume our touring show that goes out to the schools. So this is really actually bringing the kids, especially the field trips to the Sophia, was a really final big piece of the puzzle, because you know, there was a lot of questions of mixing different schools and classroom groups and having, you know, 365 kids from different places sit in the same room. So we really had to be safe and calculating as to when it was the right time to do that. So this really enlivens the building in a different way. And it's getting, we just closed Frog and Toad a few weeks ago, which was our first, you know, other than the brief stint of Tis the Season last year, our first full family series production. And I think the energy it gave all the staff, all the artists, and the audience members as well, because our adult audiences will cross over and see the kids, there just is a different type of energy and excitement that we're able to bring this programming back and have people safely attend.
Well, I'm happy it's being reinvigorated after, you know, too long of a time, almost three years.
Yes, almost. Our last production was February of 2020, so it's been quite a while. And it's at the heart of our mission. It's who we are, and it's also, you know, we do theater for adults, but our theater for children and young audiences is, you know, building the next generation of theater goers. We hope that will hopefully attend in the future our adult productions. So it's a really important part of developing that next generation.
Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Vicky. Have a wonderful rest of your day and a wonderful holiday season. And hopefully you'll maybe come out to see Tis the Season.
Would love to. Lindsay Birch is the artistic director for Tis the Season and runs this weekend through Christmas Eve. And with that, that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.